classmates.
Oh, classmates, be seated.
因为我们是同学。
Because we are all classmates.
大家都是神学生。
We are all theological students.
我们要请看尼希米记。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记第一章。
Nehemiah chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
尼希米记第一章第二节。
Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 2.
那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。第三节。
Verse 3.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭到难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁。 城门被火焚烧。第四节。
Verse 4.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祷告。这个尼希米记第一章啊，就是全部在记载尼希米的祷告。Nehemiah
chapter 1 records the prayer of Nehemiah.
那尼希米的祷告啊，可以作为我们啊一个学习的。 对象.
And the prayer of Nehemiah could set an example. It could be something that we can learn from.
我们可以从尼希米的祷告人来学习他对祷告的态度.
And we can see the attitude of Nehemiah in his prayer.
我们可以来学习他到底是在祷告些什么.
We can see what is he praying about.
然后我们来看看他祷告以后啊发生些什么事情.
And then after he prayed, what happened?
那本来尼希米是在王的面前当酒正。
And at first Nehemiah was a cupbearer in front of the king.
那酒正呢，必须是要王的亲信。
And the cupbearer of a king needs to have the trust of the king.
这是亲信，must
have the confidence of the king.
这个亲信呢，就是啊，不只是。 因为当一个佐证呢，要服侍王的话，假如杯子里面有下毒的，那这个王的生命就有危险。And
he must gain the confidence of the king because if there is any poison in the wine, then the king's life will be in danger.
所以他在王的面前呢是被尊崇的。And
so in front of his eyes, he was respected.
那他很关心圣城的情形。
And he was very concerned about the status of the Holy Temple.
那他一听到圣城的人呢，遭大难受凌辱。
And he knew that the people of the Holy Temple were taken captive.
那耶路撒冷的城墙啊，被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
And then the city walls of Jerusalem have been burned down, have been taken down, and the gates have been burned.
那本来这件事情呢，可以说是跟他一点关系都没有。
And we could say that this matter has nothing to do with him.
因为他在王宫里面当酒圣啊，当得好好的。
Because he was in the palace, he was the cupbearer, he was doing fine.
所以对于他的一个社会地位来说啊，他是很有社会地位的人。
And so in society's eyes, he was of great status.
因为他经常啊跟随王啊，前前后后都是跟随着他。
Because many a times he would be the one who was following right behind the king.
所以他可以过着一个很舒服的生活。
And that's the reason why he was able to lead such a comfortable life.
但是他人呢，虽然是在王宫里面。
And so even though he himself was in the palace.
但是他的心呢，却是在耶路撒冷。
His heart was in Jerusalem.
所以当耶路撒冷的人呢，到他们这个地方来啊，他就打听他们的消息。
And so when the people from Jerusalem came, he asked them what was going on over there.
那这次他所听到的消息啊，就是一些很不好的消息。
And this time, the news that they brought was actually really bad news.
所以他听到这些消息以后呢，啊，城墙被拆毁啊，然后城门被火焚烧。
And the news that he heard was that the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and the gates were burned with fire.
所以他就坐下来哭。And
so he sat down and he wept.
他为什么听到这种消息坐下来哭？
So why did he sit down and weep after he heard this?
本来这个事情是跟他一点关系都没有。
At first, this was a matter that had nothing to do with him.
但是他把这个耶路撒冷的情形呢，均当放在他的心上。
But he was the one who put the matters of Jerusalem in his heart.
那耶路撒冷的情形啊，就是他生命中的一部分。
And the matters of Jerusalem was a part of his life.
那他生命中的一部分有损伤啊，这个人呢，一定是很伤心的。
And so if one part of his life was harmed, then this person would definitely be sad.
啊，比如说现在各位啊的机上有 PC 啊，这个电脑。
And for example, everybody here, they have a computer.
那这个电脑呢，就是你生命的一部分。
And your computer is a part of you.
因为你没有它不行啊，你这不能打资料啊。
And because you don't have the computer, then you can't type.
啊，你这不能打作业啊。
You can't do your homework on it.
你这不能够 email 给一些弟兄姐妹呢。
And you won't be able to send emails to your brothers and sisters.
那万一有一天这个 PC 不小心啊跌落在地上。
And if one day all your PC falls onto the ground.
那弟兄的话可能会觉得很舍不得的哈。
And the brothers will probably feel that this is so unfortunate.
那姐妹的话可能会哭了几天。
And sisters may cry a couple of days.
啊，因为 PC 很贵啊。
Because PCs are pretty expensive.
那这么小小的东西呢，我们就觉得很舍不得。
And this thing is so small, but yet we feel like we can't lose it.
那有时候我们看，好像是做过见证啊，我们费城啊那个董弟兄的孩子，他生血啊，患血癌。
And last time we bore testimony that a brother Dong, his daughter had leukemia.
啊，他的孩子啊 ，son.
His son, sorry.
那他为什么心里面会觉得很难过？难道他们会哭
？And why did he feel so bad in his heart that he wept？
因为他的小男孩就是他生命中的一部分。
Because his son was a part of his life。
所以尼希米也是把耶路撒冷城看作他生命中的一部分。
And so Nehemiah saw Jerusalem as part of his life。
所以我们就是把教会看为是我们生命中的一部分。
And so we ourselves look at church as part of our lives。
那就是我们看教会有软弱的话，那我们心里面一定是很伤痛的。
And as long as we see that there's weaknesses in the church, then our heart will be pained.
好像当时罗德啊，是为着那些城市里面不悔改啊，他的一心啊就伤痛。
For example, Lot, when he saw the people in the city would not repent, he was pained.
所以有时候我们看到教会软弱。
And so sometimes we see that the church is weak.
我们是以怎么样的态度来看教会的软弱？
What kind of attitude should we use to see the church's weaknesses?
我们是不是以再加上批评的态度的眼光啊，这个眼光来看待教会的缺点？还是像尼希米一样就坐下来哭的这种态度。
Do we take an attitude where we go and we complain and we criticize, or do we take the attitude of Nehemiah to sit down and weep?
我们对 NYTS 也是一样的。
And it's the same thing for this NYTS.
我们看到 NYTS 有什么缺点，有什么弱点的话，我们就要提出来啊，就是不是以批评的态度。
And so when we see there are any weaknesses in the NYTS, then we need to bring it up, not with an attitude of criticism.
那这个就是我们生命中的一部分。
And so this has become a part of our lives.
所以我们看摩西也是一样。
So we can take a look at Moses.
当摩西他看到以色列百姓软弱的时候，他就向神哀求啊，在哭泣。
And when Moses saw that the Israelites were weak, he wept towards God.
因为他看这些以色列百姓啊，是他生命中的一部分。
Because he saw these Israelites as a part of himself.
所以他就能够为了这些事情啊，来哭来恳求。
And so he was able to weep and to pray for this matter.
我们祷告的机会啊，没几天啊，再剩下没几次的机会。
And the chances for us to pray are is limited, and there are only a few days left.
啊，今天中午我提过，有些弟兄姐妹他还没有受圣灵啊，他们也是很认真在祷告。
And this afternoon during lunch, we talked to some brothers and sisters who had not yet received the Holy Spirit, and they were praying very fervently.
那我看他们祷告情形也是，我心里面呢，觉得很不忍心。
And the way that they were praying, I was touched in my heart.
不知道他们当事人心里面是在想什么，因为只有神才知道了。那就是我是神的话，我早就给他们了啊，那么可怜兮兮，祷告的这个很迫切，就是流泪。
I'm not sure exactly what they were thinking in their hearts, but only God knows. But if I were God, I would have given it to them because they were praying so earnestly and sweating and crying.
So we see these people, these people, they didn't receive the Holy Spirit, just like we didn't.
And so when we see these people, they're praying, and it seems like they haven't received the Holy Spirit, but to us, it seems as we have not.
So Nehemiah had this kind of spirit.
This is the kind of spirit Nehemiah had.
So we have this kind of spirit. Our church is a unity spirit.
So we also need to have the same attitude, which is that we are one body.
你的问题就是我的问题。
Your problems are my problems.
所以我们出去访问的目的是做什么？
And so what is the purpose of visitations?
我们说出去访问信徒，并不是说去他家里面聊一聊、泡泡茶、喝喝咖啡而已。
When we go to visit, it's not that we just go over and we have a nice chat and we drink tea and coffee.
那事实上呢，也是共同体啊，这个生命，我们生命的一部分。
Instead, is that we are talking and we are sustaining a part of our lives.
所以我们听到一些不好的消息以后呢，我们也是非常的伤心。
And so when we hear some bad news, we also are saddened.
所以尼西米他祷告的态度就是有这种很好的让我们学习的榜样。
And so Nehemiah had a very good attitude towards prayer, and it's to serve as an example for us.
所以他到坐下哭泣，哭了好几天，并且禁食祷告。
And so he sat down, he wept, and he mourned for many days, and he fasted and prayed.
那这种坐下哭泣、禁食祷告是从心里面来发出来的。
That he sat down, he wept, and he mourned. This was something that came from his heart.
没有人叫他要禁食祷告。
Nobody told him that he had to fast.
是他自己觉得他要需要禁食祷告。
Instead, he himself felt that he had to fast.
所以一个人觉得我需要的话，他就会自己要禁食祷告。
And so when a person has this need, then they will automatically come and fast.
那怎么来觉得有需要呢
？So how can we feel that we have this need?
比如说我们，每天早上都是禁食祷告。
For example, every single morning we have fasting prayer.
啊，当然有些人生理上啊的关系啊，他或许就不能够禁食祷告。
And perhaps some people are not able to fast because of some physical needs.
但是呢，或许也有些人呢，他是不习惯啊禁食祷告。
But there are also some who are just not used to fasting praying.
啊，想到厨房哇，那个冰箱中那些好吃的东西。
And they think about what good food is there in the refrigerator.
还没去，肚子就先饿了。
And they haven't even gone there, and they're already hungry.
嗯，啊，有时候会闻到那个香味。
And sometimes you can even smell the wonderful aroma of food.
所以说啊，就受不了这种禁食这种考验。
So they're not able to withstand the test of fasting.
但是一个人假如从心里面发出来那种力量啊，你知道需要禁食的力量，他一定会去做。
But if a person feels the strength coming from within to fast and pray, then they will definitely do so.
因为尼西米亚是把这个事情看得非常的严重。
Because Nehemiah thought that this matter was very important.
我们想想看，一个城门啊，一个城墙被拆，城门被焚烧，是像怎么样子？他们的家园，他们的家像什么样的家呢？
And we think about a city that has the walls that have been broken down and the gates have been burned. What kind of families are left in there?
我们就今天用比较属灵的话来说哈，一个人假设心中没有神，很软弱的话，有时候被魔鬼糟蹋、被考验，主要是惨不忍睹的。
And let's talk about it with a spiritual sense first. If a person does not have God in his heart, he's very weak, and Satan can come and take him over. What a terrible position he's in.
我知道有几个弟兄姐妹，他们离开神以后，那生活就是陷入一种很不好的这种情况。
And I know some brothers and sisters after they left God, their lives entered into this area of that was very terrible.
实在是很可惜。
And it's very unfortunate.
我们再看第四节。
Verse 4。
我听见这话就哭下坐下哭泣悲哀几日在天上的神面前禁止祷告说第五节
Five.
神啊主天上的神大而可畏的神啊你向爱你所你诫命的人所约是慈爱啊愿你睁眼看侧耳听
Verse six.
听你仆人坐约在你面前为众仆人以色列民的以色列民的祷告承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪我与我父家都有罪的尼西米他一定有相当程度的灵修
Nehemiah was a person of spirituality
但是他在向神祷告除了赞美以外第六节的最后说我与我父家都有罪的
So aside from just praising the Lord in his prayer at the end of verse 6 it says both my father's house and I have sinned
他不一定是犯罪他没有罪啊
And perhaps he didn't sin.
他就是灵修不好的话，他还不会坐下哭，坐下来禁食祷告。
If he didn't have high spirituality, he wouldn't have sat down to fast and pray.
但是他为什么承认说我与我父家都有罪了呢
？So why did he confess that both his father's house and he has sinned?
这个就是一体的观念。
This is the concept of unity.
这种精神呢是很不简单。
And this kind of spirit is very difficult.
我们看哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 26。
十二章二十六节。
Chapter 12 verse 26。
若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体 得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。要与弟兄姐妹一同受苦，与弟兄姐妹一起来欢乐，有时候是不简单的事情。
Sometimes to suffer with other brothers and sisters and to rejoice with other brothers and sisters is not an easy thing.
但是尼希米呢，他可以做得到。
But this was something that Nehemiah was able to do.
所以我们看弟兄姐妹的缺点呢，就是我们自己的缺点。
So when we look at weaknesses of brothers and sisters, we need to see them as our own.
所以我们是要以爱心去相劝。
And so we need to, out of love, talk to them.
啊，他的缺点呢，他的犯罪啊，就是与整个教会有关联。
Their weakness and their sins have to deal with the church.
那要悔改也是很不简单的事情。
And to repent is not a simple task.
但是悔改祷告啊，会感动神。
But the prayer of repentance will move God.
啊，以前有一间教会啊，有位弟兄啊，他犯罪。
One time in the church, there was a brother who had sinned.
然后他的家他的太太啊，就开始生病。
And his wife became sick.
那后来啊，好像是有长瘤。
And then she got a tumor.
然后这位犯罪的弟兄，他都想想，大概是因为他的关系。
And then this brother who had sinned, he thought about it and he figured that it was perhaps because of his sin.
然后他就跟传道者来承认他的错。
So he went to the preacher and he confessed of his sin.
啊，传道者说啊，你要悔改祷告。
And then the preacher told him that you must repent.
所以说，有时候悔改是向神悔改，但是要向别人啊，向弟兄姐妹来悔改，因为这个罪就是跟教会整个教会有关系，所以要跟弟兄姐妹来悔改认错，这个很不简单。
And so even though sins, we commit sins against God and we must repent to God, but our sins also deal with the brothers and sisters in the church, and so it's a difficult thing to confess of our sins to brothers and sisters.
So 有一天礼拜五晚上的聚会。
And so one night on a Friday night service.
那聚会讲到结束以后要唱诗的时候，唱诗结束完以后要祷告以前。
So after the sermon was done and after the hymn singing was done right before prayer.
这位弟兄啊，就从后边啊走到前面来。
This brother came from the back to the front.
啊，那个传道的吓一跳，哎，怎么有这种情形发生了？
And so the preacher was astonished. He was wondering what was going on.
那他就走向讲台，然后就面向大家。
And so he walked all the way up to the pulpit area and then he turned around to face everybody.
然后他就跪下跟弟兄姊妹来道歉。
And then he knelt down and then he repented to the brothers and sisters.
他说啊，我错，我犯罪。
He says that I have committed sins.
在神的面前，他忏悔。
And he was repentant in the eyes of God.
在人的面前，他忏悔。
But he was also repentant in the eyes of man.
所以这个犯罪啊，是整个教会的事情呢。
And so when one sins, this is a matter of the entire church.
那后来神施恩给他们了。
And then God had mercy on them.
他本身他家庭里面就得到平安。
And he received peace in his family.
所以我们不要小看这个罪，是个人的事情。
So we should not just think that sin is a small matter for our individual self.
一个人的犯罪一定会影响到全个教会。
One person's sin will affect the entire church.
所以尼希米他看到这些百姓啊，犯罪就是好像是他犯罪一样。
And so when Nehemiah saw that the Israelites had sinned, he said that this was his own sin.
所以他就跟神啊承认说，我与我父家都有罪的。
And so he confessed to God that both my father's house and I have sinned.
啊，那悔改以后呢？哎，不是就坐在那边，什么事情都不做。
And after he repented, it wasn't that he just sat there doing nothing.
他继续祷告。
He continued to pray.
他想到神慈爱的应许。
And he remembered the merciful promise of God.
我们再继续看啊，第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
我们向你所行的是什么啊？甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命律例典章。第八节
8.
求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说我们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。第九节
Verse 9.
但你们若归向我，谨所遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将你们召集回来，带到我所选择立名的居所。他就想到神慈爱的应许。
He remembered the merciful promise of God.
所以我们在跟神祷告，也是要想到神对我们的应许。
And so when we pray to God, we must also remember the promises of God to us.
所以我们对一些还没有得到圣灵的弟兄姐妹也是这样的勉励。
And so this is the same encouragement we give to brothers and sisters who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
神的应许是实在的。
The promise of God is true.
就是我们碰到困难的时候，神会帮助我们的这种应许也是实在的。
And the promise that God says that He will help us when we have difficulties, this is also true.
我们看当时雅各，他从他舅舅家回到他故乡的时候。
And just like Jacob, when he returned back to his hometown from his uncle's house,
他的哥哥啊，以扫要来接他。
His brother Esau was coming out to receive him.
我们知道他为什么逃离他的家乡，就是因为以前啊，以扫要想杀他。
We know the reason why he left his hometown. It was because Esau wanted to kill him at one point.
因为他得了长子的名分。
Because he had taken the birthright.
啊，以扫他知道他受骗了，他就心里面都很生气。
And Esau knew that Jacob had cheated him, and so he became very angry.
那经过20年以后呢，雅各他的这种疑虑啊，还是没有消除。
And so after 20 years, Jacob's guilt still didn't go away.
所以雅各虽然是说已经有很多的人马，已经有很多的产业啊，他还是很惧怕。
And so even though Jacob had a lot of possessions, had a lot of children, he was still afraid.
所以他祷告当中就向神说。
And so in his prayer, he told God.
说如今我已经成了两队的人马，但是我还是非常的惧怕。
Today I have two companies of people, but still I am very afraid.
因为我惧怕我哥哥来杀我。
I am afraid that my brother will come and kill me.
但是呢，神啊，你曾经说过。
But God, once you have said.
你要好好的对待我。
That you will treat me well.
你要恩待我，你要帮助我。
And you will treat me with grace. You will help me.
啊，是的，以前呢，神曾经借很多的梦来告诉雅各。
And it was true that God has showed Jacob many things through dreams.
所以雅各就想起以前神对他的应许。
And so Jacob remembered all the promises that God had for him.
所以我们祷告就不能够灰心。
And so when we pray, we should never be discouraged.
我们要想到神对我们的应许。
We must remember the promises that God had for us.
神的应许是实在的。
The promises of God are true.
那神既然会对很多人有所帮助，也是一样对我们也会有帮助。
How God has helped other people, God will also help us.
所以我们想想神对别人的施恩，也要想想神对我们的应许又是什么。
And so we must remember the graces that God has on other people as well as His promises to us.
所以好像尼希米一样，他都想到神的应许。
So just as Nehemiah did, he remembered the promises of God.
那我们再请看第10节。
Verse 10.
尼希米记第1章第10节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 10.
这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用。 大力和大能的所做主的第十一节。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名，众仆人的祈祷，使你的仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。这个尼希米啊，他的祷告当中呢，他同时啊，我们从11节可以看出来，他也很肯定别人的祷告。
And we can see from verse 11 that Nehemiah had a great assurance in other people's prayers.
他说神啊，你要听你众仆人的祷告。
And he says, Lord, you must listen to the prayers of all your servants.
所以不是只有他一个人在热心呢。
So it wasn't that he was fervent on his own.
其他很多弟兄姐妹也一样的在祷告。
There were also brothers and sisters who were with him praying.
所以我们也要肯定啊，其他弟兄姐妹的这种对神的。
And so we must also be assured of the fervency of other brothers and sisters.
不是只有我一个人在发起热心。
It isn't that I am the one that is the only one who's fervent.
所以我就没有什么可以夸口的。
And so there's nothing that I can boast of.
所以尼希明他对耶路撒冷城呢，他很关心。
And so Nehemiah was very concerned about Jerusalem.
他把这个事情呢，看成是他自己的事情一样。
He saw this matter as his own matter.
也是他生命中的一部分。
It was also a part of his life.
他跟神呢，忏悔。
And he
他跟神呢来悔改呀。
And he also repented to God.
把别人的这种罪过也是看成他自己的罪过一样。
He saw the sins of other people as his own sins.
就有这种一体的观念。
And he had this sense of unity.
那他想到神的应许呀。
Because he remembered the promises of God.
他还承认其他人的祷告。
And he also was assured of other people's prayers.
那到后来呢，神就给他机会。
And so later on, God gave him a chance.
王就施恩给他，准许他请求回到耶路撒冷，帮助他们来重建城墙。
And so the king had grace upon him and allowed him to go back to Jerusalem to build up the city wall.
除了这种祷告以后呢，就蒙神的垂听了。
And so with this kind of prayer, God will be pleased.
那神就赏赐给我们机会。
And then God will give us the chance.
所以我们神是以前的神，也是现在的神，也是未来的神。
And so our God is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
那神的能力都是永不改变的。
And the power of God is never changing.
那最后要来祷告以前，我来说一个见证。
And so before our prayer, I'd like to share a testimony.
那有位传道啊，他要去访问。
There was a preacher who went to visit.
因为他是要出去访问一位长老教会的信徒。
And the reason the person he was visiting was a member of the Presbyterian Church.
那这位长老教会信徒啊，他们的牧师啊，听说他这位信徒好像是要转信真的是教会，而且真的是教会的传道要去访问他们家，所以那位长老教会的牧师他说事先啊，请十几个那个壮汉好像是流氓哈，就在路当中啊，都挡住传道。
And because the Presbyterian Church member's pastor had heard that this member was thinking about changing to become a True Jesus Church member, and the pastor of the True Jesus Church was coming to visit him, he asked some gangsters to go and block the road to this member's house.
我们有没有看过那个骑机车的人，砰，那个都是很高大啊，又壮又高。
Have you ever seen those gangsters who are very tall?
不是 gangster, 就是那个骑机的 motorcycle 啊。
Have you ever seen those people who ride motorcycles are very big and tall?
就好像 Tom 这样高哈。
They're about as tall as Tom.
而且很壮啊。
And they're also very big.
那十几个人不是只有一两个啊。
It wasn't just one or two, they had over 10 of them there.
十几个人排成一队。
And so over 10 of them lined up in this one line.
我们传道只有两个人。
And the pastor was only two.
我们传道个子又小像我一样。
And the pastor is also short like me.
哇，那旁边还有个司机啊，也是弟兄。
And there was beside them was one of the drivers, one of the brothers who was driving for them.
哇，被他们挡住，要无路可走啊，就只好停下来。
And so they couldn't go anyway because they were being blocked, and so they stopped.
啊，他们弟兄啊都吓得手脚发抖。
And so this brother was so nervous that his hands and his feet were shaken.
哇，这下子不得了，他传道说没关系，祷告靠神。
And the pastor just said, "Don't worry, let's just pray and rely on God."
我们神是可以靠的。
Our God is one that we can rely upon.
我们神是有能力的神。
Our God is a God of power.
我们是神的军队。
And we are the army of God.
那耶稣啊，就是我们的大元帅。
And God is our commander.
当时大卫打死哥利亚的时候，手中没有刀。
And when David defeated Goliath, he had no knife in his hand.
我们不用刀枪。
And we don't need a knife or a gun.
好，传道者的就下车了。
And so the preacher got out of the car.
因为十几个人站一排嘛。
And because there were over 10 of them lined up in one line.
啊，传道就很有礼貌啊。
And so the preacher had a very good manners.
啊，说请问你们有什么事情吗
？And so he asked, "Is anything the matter?"
这机会一出去以后，哇，那些人就不知道什么缘故就吓得就惊慌失措，就这些流窜。
And so after this one statement came out, we don't know what happened, but all of them became so nervous and they started to scatter.
他们就骑着机车赶快走。
And so they got on their motorcycles and they just left.
有的还太紧张了，都碰到树木。
And some were even so scared that they even ran into stuff.
手中没有刀，能够战胜那些人。
They had no knife or anything in their hands, but he could overcome these people.
所以撒母耳记上的十七章最后一节，大家可以看一看，大卫打死哥利亚，手中却没有刀。
And so we can take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we can see that when David defeated Goliath, he had nothing. He had no sword in his hand.
所以今天只要是我们靠神的话，我们一定会得胜撒旦。
And so today, if we rely upon God, we will definitely overcome Satan.
我们要克服困难。
And we can overcome difficulties.
我们现在祷告，我们凭着信心。
And now we shall pray. We shall pray with faith.
我们要帮助这些还没有圣灵的人祷告。
We shall pray for brothers and sisters who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.